بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. The question that we are going to discuss this program is concerning the issue of shafa'a or intercession. We believe in this intercession, but we may not know different, let's say, aspects of it. What does shafa'a mean exactly? I mean, etymologically, what does it mean? Can you please elaborate on this for us? And after that, tell us who will be, in fact, benefited from this shafa'a? And who are those who, in fact, doing this intercession? And those who are qualified to do this shafa'a?
As you said, the concept of shafa'a intercession is one of the facts and realities mentioned in Quran, and its time is for the Day of Judgment. And believers have this hope to benefit from the shafa'a, inshallah, on that day. But, you know, literally shafa'a is from the root shaf'a. Shaf means to be paired with something. If I want to explain it in a very simple way, imagine when you put a seed into earth, into the ground. In order to have it spring up and burgeon, we need some things. It needs the sunshine, it needs water, it needs the soil itself. I don't know, it needs clouds to bring, I don't know, maybe a good weather and rain and things like this. All these elements that together help for this seed to grow and to become a full plant, these are all are doing shafa'a for this seed, helping this being to progress and to go and move towards its perfection. So shafi is something, and we have it, what we mean by, in the Islamic terminology, shafi is the one who has a high rank himself, and he descends to the level of the person which is going to be interceded for, and taking the person's hand, ascends the person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the shafi, the one who is going to intercede, descends to help the person and takes his hand and helps him to, in fact, move towards the perfection.
www.yislam.com